You know, I don't think Tolkien could even conceive of this because he didn't have the synapses that could connect this type of diabolical evil. This is straight out of a more modern dystopian novel with people running around with their intellect being totally subdued and the reality of what they see with their eyes and what they know to be the reality, they deny it. The government or Apple or Kroger or Best Buy or Wally World tells them that the world is ending and everyone is an enemy, a microbial enemy, and they actually believe it with no evidence to corroborate it whatsoever. I did a poll yesterday here on the show. I talked about it. And the poll broke down who people believe, or how many people do people believe have died by country? Do you remember this? I'm looking for the, I know I have it here in the pile. And the poll showed, well, here it is. Never has a virus been so oversold. And then this is Lionel Shriver at Spectator.us writes about what is unprecedented. Never has a virus been so oversold. Why I'd like to sign on with COVID's agent. What a publicity budget. Here's the numbers. In a recent KEXT CNC poll, British respondents estimated that nearly 7% of the United Kingdom population has died from the corona hoax. That would be 4.5 million people. The people of Scotland suppose that more than 10% of the UK population had died. That'd be 7 million people. Astonishingly, Americans, when asked the same question, believe that COVID-19 has killed 9% of their compatriots. That is almost 30 million people. The real U.S. total has indeed crossed the milestone of 150,000, but for pity's sake, only 20 million people died in World War I. Where are the fact checkers? You have COVID Karens running around out there actually believe that 10 million people are missing. We should start asking you people, these people hiding behind their face diapers, where are all the dead people? What? Stop putting spittle on me. You're going to get me sick. No, I'm not. Pah! How you like that? No, I'm not. Where are all the dead people? You're out there, believe me. Okay, well, why don't you and I go get in a car? I'll get in your car, just for safety's sake. I'll follow you. Why don't you drive me to where the dead people are that are buried? The graveyard should be the job security right now should be undertaker. Coroner. Talking about job security. Where are they? I mean, folks, we are living in a fantasy. Other people are living in a fantasy, but we're being forced to live alongside of them. Now, I want to make one more observation before I go to Brother Andre Marie and we start visiting Vinze here, and that's this. Mitz O'Connell brought this up. Play that digital media file from Kamala Harris that you have queued up with the one you were just talking about, where alleged Catholic Joe Biden gets in an argument with Kamala Harris in one of the Democrat debates over who is the bigger baby killer. I mean, this is sick, folks. This is absolutely sick. And it happened for reals. Listen.
I never believed it.
Thank you. Okay. Senator Harris, please respond.
Well, talk about now running for president and you change your position. On the Hyde Amendment, Vice President, where you made a decision for years to withhold resources to poor women to have access to reproductive health care, and including women who were the victims of rape and incest. Do you now say that you have evolved And you regret that because you've only, since you've been running for president this time, said that you had, you in some way would take that back, or you didn't agree with the decision that you made over many, many years. And this directly impacted so many women in our country. And I personally prosecuted rape cases and child molestation cases. And the experience that those women have, those children have, and that they would then be denied the resources,
Senator, let the Vice President respond,
I think is unacceptable.
The fact is that the senator knows that's not my position. Everybody on this stage has been in the Congress and the Senate or House has voted for the Hyde Amendment at some point. The Hyde Amendment in the past was available because there was other access for those kinds of services provided privately. But once I wrote the legislation making sure that every single woman would, in fact, be have an opportunity to have health care paid for by the federal government, everyone, that that could no longer stand. I support a woman's right to choose. I support it's a constitutional right. I've supported it. I will continue to support it. And I will, in fact, move as president to see to that the Congress legislates that that is the law
Thank
as
you.
Well.
Yeah, let's legislate that baby killing is the law of the land. Now, I'm going to give you an observation before we go to Brother Andre Murray here, right here on Wisdom Wednesday. And I want you to remember this from now until November the 3rd or whenever it's announced that Creepy Joe can't actually perform and it becomes the Hillary Kamala Harris ticket. Think about this. Say what you will about Don John of Manhattan. Say what you will about Mike Pence. In regards to aborting and killing babies, not only here but around the world, the Trump-Pence administration has done more to protect, extend, and defer the carrying out of abortions of any president in the history of the United States. That's a fact. Donald Trump has done more to advance the cause of life for the soon-to-be-born than any president ever even jawboned and fantasized about, or any candidate for the presidency, save for maybe Alan Keyes. It is undeniable that President Trump has done everything he said he would do that Hillary accused him and Marco Rubio and others accused him of just grandstanding and trying to buy votes when it comes to protecting the lives of the soon to be born. That's a fact. The only person who has publicly and incessantly spoken out on behalf of all religions practicing their religion, having services, since the corona hoax began, has been Donald Trump. Now, look, he took a powder for 3 months, as far as maybe four, in my estimation. But you never stop advocating. We got to have religious. The church has got to reopen up. You have to have religious liberty. He repealed the Johnson Amendment and told pastors, if you want to preach from the pulpit, you go right ahead. I will not prosecute. I will forbid the IRS to come after you. Ladies and gentlemen, let's just pretend that Creepy Joe can actually make it to November the 4th and that this pathetic excuse or public example of a Roman Catholic, and maybe someone should do him a favor and excommunicate him publicly and shame him into retracting those things that he said, going to confession, and then getting on the right side of that issue and of God's law because he looks and appears to be really sickly. I know Brother Andre can talk about this. I could talk about this. My father started with dementia. It only took about a year and a half before it became Alzheimer's, and after that happened, 60 days, gone. This stuff progresses quickly. There ought to be some modicum or some part of us. We pray for Joe Biden, the human being and the human soul, who is a fellow baptized Catholic Christian for the rest of you. But let me just set up what's at play here. Now, and I don't believe that this is the end of the world. win, lose, or draw. However, I do think it matters, and I do think it's important. And I do think, regardless of what we think about democracy, this is the current system we have. We have to deal with the reality is that we live currently in this system. We're trying to change it? Yeah. Until you do, then you do the best that you can do. So we'll vote, hope, and cope, and then work for change, right? To restore Christendom. Having said all that, this is not Republicans versus Democrats. This is not red versus blue. Biden and Kamala Harris may as well be adrenochrome guzzlers. And especially when you know what the end result of what Kamala Harris has advocated.